trails came through this stretch of dry wilderness, the only people living here were the Kaweah Indians. What became of the train depot and the city built in the middle of the desert is today's edition of the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
You could say the railroad chose this spot in order to make the middle of nowhere easier to get to.
This is the halfway mark between Los Angeles and Yuma, Arizona. And when the Southern Pacific Railroad was trying to figure out the good distribution points for farming and pickups and things like that, it seemed like it would be a good idea to have one right smack in the middle of the desert, because that way they wouldn't have to drive too far through the desert to get anywhere else.
Allison Fedrick at the Coachella Valley History Museum says the Southern Pacific utilized the few people that were already living here to build the lines.
The Kaweah Indians helped Southern Pacific build their railroad. It was easier to hire them on than bring everybody here.
The railroad had a standard cookie-cutter depot that was built at most stops. Not so here.
Because it was in the middle of the desert, they wanted to make it a little bit more palatable for the people who are going to try and build a civilization here. So they added a craftsman-style architecture facade to the front and made a hotel and a nice restaurant, put dinner clubs around, built a good school, and tried to make this into a habitable home for men who were going to bring their wives out and their children.
The depot was destroyed by fire, but the school they built remains.
The 1909 schoolhouse we have is the only fully restored schoolhouse in the valley. It's a two-room schoolhouse, and that was especially lavish.
Today, the valley itself is lavish, home to resorts and communities such as Palm Springs and Palm Desert. Traveling the countryside in Indio, California, I'm Andrew McCray.